Track 13, and now we come to a look at the sport. League standings show at Rakahays. Rugby. An emphatic 82-14 result at Rakahays on Saturday saw Topsham clinch the Regional 2 Tribute South West title, while Newton Abbott fell back at the foot of the table. One defeat in 19 games became one in 20 for this supremely impressive Topsham side, with Newton's Director of Rugby, Mike Saxon, heaping praise on the victors. Ultimately, Topsham are next level, and I think they'll hold their own in the next league. A brilliant team. Congratulations to them. High-flying Topsham led 34-14 at the break, and the young Newton side kept pushing at the beginning of the second half, Steer and Jed Griffin linking up well in midfield on multiple occasions, but to no avail. It remains to be seen how many teams will be relegated from the division due to various permutations, but after the highs of beating rivals Tynmouth last week, the All Whites now return to the foot of the table due to results elsewhere. Teams claim important losing bonus point. Tynmouth Rugby Football Club salvaged a 4 bonus point from their 66-22 drubbing at Wadebridge, which was just enough to keep them out of the relegation spots in South West 2. The teens had 2 games left to stay ahead of bottom 2 Truro and Newton Abbott, both of whom are just a point behind. At the other end of the division, Okehampton guaranteed a top 5 finish after defeating Winscombe 29-10 on the show field. Now a quick look at football. Ipplepen Athletic suffer League Cup loss. Ipplepen Athletic had a break from Devon Football League action on Saturday, March the 8th, participating in the League Cup instead. Unfortunately for the Pens, they were narrowly beaten, exiting the tournament after a 1-0 loss at home to the league leaders Alphington FC. Charlie Dack scored the only goal of the game. Dartmouth's AFC Cup defeat was an even narrower margin as their clash with Ottery St Mary went to a penalty shootout. The pair were locked at 0-0 at the break, and then late on, Charlie Stevens gave Darts the lead at long cross, only for Hachipuka to respond with an added time equaliser. It then went straight to penalties, and Ottery prevailed 6-5 on their travels. And a look at the South Devon Football League. Kings Kurzweil secure league title with 6-3 away victory. The first silverware of the season has been won in the South Devon Football League, with Kings Kurzweil wrapping up Division 4 title. In the Premier Division, there were 2 shock results in the Premier Division that have had an effect at both ends of the standings. Chudley Athletic can claim the result of the day with their 2-0 win at Kingstainton Athletic. The result moves them out of the bottom 2 thanks to a double strike from Gavin Lake and puts a serious dent in any hopes the Rams head of league honours. The other big result in the top flight was at Osborne Park, where Buckfastley Rangers put 4 past Newton Abbott 66 without reply. The result sees the Greens move into third place, just 3 points behind Sixers, who remain in second place, and both have 5 games to play. And hockey. Double-digit delight for Ashmore Second 11. Riviera Division 1. Ashmore Men's Second 11 10. Exeter and Cumbale Hornets Second 11 0. For the second week in a row, Ashmore Men's second team racked up 10 goals, and in doing so made absolutely certain of the Riviera 1 league title and with it promotion. From the 10th minute, when Reuben Stanley rifled in a penalty corner, Ashmore didn't look back. England Hockey National League Conference West, Ashmore Men's first 11-3, University of Exeter second 11-3. Ashmore Men's first team hosted Exeter University, the two sides having played 2-2 drawback when they met in November. Ashmore have an excellent defence record in recent matches, but were caught napping on the opening whistle when Cullen Turner had the ball stolen off him, the uni team creating an opening and burying their shot for a 1-0 lead. Minutes later, Ashmore gave away a soft penalty corner and Exeter scored to double their lead. And a promotion party underway for women's side, and it's also hockey. Petrock Division 2. Plymouth Lions 4th 11-0, Ashmore Women's 1st 11-6. Ashmore ladies travelled to Plymouth Lions at the weekend, eager to continue their winning streak at the top of the table. Plymouth started the game strongly, making a number of runs through Ashmore's defence. Ashmore continued applying pressure, and after winning the ball, midfielder Emily Hunter scored a flicked goal which went in off the post to make it 2-0. To finish the first half, Ashmore midfielder Sophie Walker struck the ball from the edge of the circle to make it 3-0 at half-time. They bagged a fourth goal, this time from a penalty corner. Walker further added to her goal tally of the season to make the score 5-0. To finish the game, captain Jordan Wright scored a deflection at the back post to seal the game and make the score 6-0. And that concludes the sport for this week.